Please be seated. Well, I've been waiting to say that phrase for quite a few months now. It's been since March that we've had our service live streamed with basically just the clergy and lector and those so skilled at providing this through all our technology. But today we have some folks gathered, and it's wonderful, wonderful to see you and to be with you at this time. A wise friend of mine, he's a priest, once said to me, "George, there are three stages to life. Three stages. Stage one," I'm taking my glasses off, they're fogging up too much. "There are three stages to life. Stage one is youthfulness. Stage two is middle age. Stage three is you're looking wonderful." You're looking wonderful. I'm not sure what stage I'm in. I know I'm not in stage one, and I'm probably transitioning between two and three, although I do hear people sometimes say to me, comes up in conversation, what my age is, and they'll say things like, "Really? You don't look that old." You know, I'm hearing hints of that phrase, "You're looking wonderful." I bring that up because we are living now in a time where the idea of stages is so much a part of our lives, so much a part of our daily living. Ever since this COVID-19 pandemic, we have been looking to go through stages as we move to a time that we look forward to. Our states have stages. You know, you hear people say, "I'm waiting to hear what Governor Cooper is going to announce about when we go to the next stage." I've been following the stages in both Connecticut, where my older daughter and husband live. I've been following the stages of the governor of Massachusetts, so we have a kind of a connection to Cape Cod. Always watching the stages and how we move through these stages. Here in the Diocese of North Carolina, we've had stages for regathering as communities, as congregations. And as you know, since March, we were in stage one of four stages. What's interesting is as we go through the stages, sometimes we add sub-stages. We didn't go from stage one to stage two. We went from stage one to stage 1B, kind of a little step in towards the direction of two. But we've moved now to stage two. And it gives us the ability to gather in small numbers on Sunday worship and to do some things both in the building and outside as well. And our protocols define all that. I invite you to go to my weekly video that I sent to you in my letter this past week, or it's on the website that explains a little bit more about that. But as we begin now to regather, it is so appropriate today that the first time we gather together as a congregation, both here and at home, we've been gathering, but gathering mainly at home, as you kind of participate in this service from that place. But today we gather also with folks here in the church. And so it's really appropriate that we celebrate the sacrament of baptism, a sacrament that speaks to us and reminds us of who we are. Baptism reminds us who we are. And for Dean and Becca today, it's a day that it is a reminder of who they will become as they live into their lives in this faith. So it's really appropriate. Baptism is that great call to live this life, to go out into the world and make a difference, to use our gifts, to use our talents, to use what God has blessed us with to make a difference in this world. And we will continue to do that here at St. Paul's, continue to go forth. And also here at St. Paul's, as we enter into this fall season, we are also entering into our time of reflection on how we can share those gifts, how we can make a difference, both here in our gathered community and the things we do here and the things we do out in the community, out in the world. In a little while, you'll be hearing a video of some folks from our parish who are going to share some of what St. Paul's means to them, what St. Paul's has meant to them in their lives, and, how they are so looking forward to us continuing to live into this incredible dream that God has for us. And so I invite you to reflect, to renew your baptismal covenant, to renew who you are, and to respond to this message of Jesus. You know, I've often said, sometimes the most simple phrases sometimes are the most powerful. The Pharisees asked Jesus, what's the most important law? There were many laws in the Jewish tradition. What's the most important? And Jesus simply says, love God with all your mind, all your soul, with all your strength, with everything you are. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. It's a simple phrase. And we so need that in our incredibly divisive times. We're not called to agree with our neighbor all the time. We're called to something much more than that. We're called to love our neighbor, to love one another, to love this world into the creation that God wants it to be. And we can make that difference. As you know, in our narthex, we have that phrase on our wall, love God, love your neighbor, change the world. And we here at St. Paul's want to live ever more deeply into that call of Jesus, into that challenge of Jesus, to open our hearts, open our lives, open our ability to make this happen, to strengthen this community here at St. Paul's as we go forth. Kind of the theme of our stewardship this year is about praying, gathering, and going out. It really captures who we are as a faith community. We gather in prayer, whether it's here, whether it's online, whether it's in your homes. And we gather together for incredible things, and we go out into this world to do incredible things, and we want to continue that. So as we celebrate this sacrament of baptism today, let us renew ourselves, renew our lives, renew who we are and what we're about as we go forth into this world.